Talking some IKEA Manning softball right now. Head coach Joy Gross is joining us here today. And coach, I tell you what, good to talk to you again. Always enjoy talking softball with you. And I know you and your group of girls probably really excited to get this thing underway.
Oh, they were super excited to get to the first day of practice. We had it set for 4 o'clock in the afternoon, and then the day got super hot, so we moved it back to 7. And I bet that was the best weather we have ever had for a practice. It was, you know, it was cooling down and kids were fresh and just super excited about being there. And I'm just grateful to have this opportunity with the team and to be able to prove to people that we can move on and do things just like the governor's talked about, safely and, you know, with a concerted effort.
Joy, what was the reaction you got from the kids when she made the announcement and the union and association followed that up with there would be a summer season? I'm sure the excitement had to be outstanding.
Well, you know what? My phone kind of blew up. I couldn't even answer people's messages. I was getting text messages, emails, just all kinds of messages, which, you know, it's kind of like having a second Christmas. So, I told the kids all along that I truly believed that we were going to have a season. I thought things would come around. I just felt the governor was kind of wanting us to, you know, you got to start somewhere. What a great place to start out in the summer hot heat where kids can, be apart but still be together, and fans can still watch their kids play and still do the right thing by social distancing at our games. And I think we can make this work. And we're just super excited about this opportunity to prove the governor right.
17 kids out this year. You guys have already had 3 days of practice here on this Wednesday. What's been the focus here early on with the game starting a week and a half from now?
Well, you know what? It's the beauty of this COVID thing for us is that I have every single kid on my team at practice every single day. We've gone to having, early morning practices starting at 8 o'clock just to have some great weather, and I love it. The kids' minds are fresh. They're clear. They're focused. This first week, we're really trying to focus on individual skills and breaking down, people's swings, just really, I told them I was going to just nitpick them to death here these first couple of weeks so that I didn't have to nitpick them during the games. And they have really bought into, everything Coach Hagedorn and I have been talking to them about, and what a gift it is for me to have Beth Hagedorn, who's a certified pincher pitcher, pitching coach, as my pitching coach. I know our pitchers feel the same way. So, it's a real gift to me to have her along for the ride.
And with that, Coach, that makes me think of Bianca Cadwell. Pitched all of the games for you really last year as a freshman. She's got a year of varsity experience under her belt. That's got to help this year. And then you have the addition of Beth back with you on the staff. So what's the staff look like pitching-wise this year along with Bianca, and what are you expecting from B?
Well, you know what? I think, like I said, the beauty of having kids come to practice every single day. They don't have to run and jump from track practice or any of those other things. They're there and they're focused every day, and that helps kids grow a lot faster than when you have them hit or miss. So, at Bianca, I think she looks great right now. 3 days into our practices, she's still got a long way to go to be game ready. She's got some specialty pitches that she is fine-tuning right now. And I also have Amber Halber, who's a freshman. And we have Brooke Booth, who's an eighth grader. And we have Ella Richards, who's another eighth grader. So we got four kids that are throwing. And Beth is working with them. And, she's just so detailed and has such specific things for each kid to work on. It's just so much easier for them to grow and practice by being there every single day and knowing what the mindset is going to be for him. I'm really looking forward to not just the first game, but to see the growth from first game to the tournament season as well.
Coach, do you like the way the team is putting itself together here in the first 3 days?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I tell you what, this morning we had an eighth grader diving for infield fly ball. We got kids in the outfield diving. They're giving a great effort, and it just makes me smile to see that type of effort, because everybody has a different ability in their body, but everybody can give a great effort. I love any kid that gives a great effort. You know, they're just showing how much they love the game. They love to be there. I'm like, oh, you know, okay, practice is over, and they're still hanging out there, you know, just, you know, making sure that everybody's on the same page and, you know, talking to each other about what everybody needs to do. And, you know, we've really talked a lot about, you know, the social distancing and, you know, the need for that, and that we've got to set the standard for that, you know, in what we're doing. And I think they've, like I say, they've really bought into just the whole team concept. It, you know, everybody's cheering everybody else on. I just love the camaraderie that that all of our players are showing each other. It just warms my heart to be around these kids.
Let's talk a little bit about the defense this year. You mentioned Bianca and the other girls that could be in the circle. What's the rest of the defense look like? Let's start on the infield.
Well, you know, we have the middle infielders are back. You've got Lexi Branning, who's back at shortstop, and Joanna Fries, who's back at second base. So that just keeps us super solid up the middle with, you know, and you got Zoe behind the plate. So, you know, pretty much we lost our corners. You know, Carly Neal is playing some third base right now, and then we've got a couple of kids that we're looking at first base. Jessica Christensen, who's a sophomore, is there. And then we've got an eighth grader, Alexis Gruden, who happens to be tall and left-handed, so that doesn't hurt as well. You know, both of them, actually, you know, they all have a lot to learn. We've all got a lot of meshing that we have yet to do. There's just, you know, it's just the little things that I'm super concerned about, so that, you know, if you turn the wrong way on a relay, that's 5 or 6 steps to a batter. You know, those are the little bitty things right now that we're really nitpicking, so that they become habits, so we never have to talk about them during the game. So, and they're picking up on those things as well. You know, if they make a mistake, they'll be like, oh, I should have turned the other way. So, and you know, we've made plenty of mistakes in practice, but, you know, I asked them where was the best place to make a mistake, and, you know, right away they were like, at practice. And I'm like, absolutely. You can only grow if you make mistakes at practice. And, you know, the luxury of everybody being there is everybody learns from one person's mistakes. So there's just a ton of growth that is going on. And, you know, like I say, I'm super excited. The infield, I think, it, you know, it's going to take a little bit of time to mesh on the corners, but we're going to get there, I promise you that.
How do you like your outfield right now? You got experience back there as well.
Holy cow, do we have experience in the outfield. I've got 4 seniors that I really love out there in the outfield. We've got 2 Mayas, Maya Doyle and Maya Nelson, Miranda Benton, and then Emily Kirchhoff as well in the outfield. And I could easily play any of those 4 kids out there. They all are, they super at hustling. You know, there are a lot of leadership going on. So, you know, it's nice to have seniors in the outfield, but it also has that little bit of a cloud that comes in behind it, because you know you're going to have to replace 3 outfielders next year. So we'll have to work hard on the JV end to make sure that our young kids are getting some reps and having that opportunity to be able to step in next year and fill those big shoes.
Coach, you had a lot of girls last year that kind of saw their first varsity experience, or at least extensive varsity experience, at the plate. Now that they've got a year under their belt, what kind of jump do you expect to see this team offensively take?
You know what? We've implemented a lot of new things this year with our hitting, things that I think are fabulous. The kids, again, they're buying into it, you know, and I told them this is new information. So it's going to take a little bit of time for the things that we're doing to become habits. But the beauty of what we're doing is everybody's bought in and they're able to help coach each other, you know, ask each other questions, you know, are you doing this? Are you doing that? So, you know, it's like having 17 little coaches out there to coach each other. The best comments I hear from them are when they say, oh, yeah, I felt that. When they can feel something that's right or not right, then they've made a huge breakthrough. And, again, you know, it's going to take time. You know, you're going to have the live reps. My arm is about ready to fall off my shoulder. But when they, you know, after they get some more game reps, I think you'll find in the first six, seven, eight days of our games, the kids are going to come along like gangbusters. And I'm really really excited about what we can do in a postseason run this year.
Coach, speaking of the first 7-8 games, the schedules this year kind of changed because of the shortened season. Do you like how your schedule sets up to get you ready for the postseason?
I think so. You know, we picked up three teams in that last week. We wanted to pick up teams that we probably wouldn't see in the postseason. The only one that's a possibility is Trainer, and I've talked to their coach a little bit about, you know, what things we could do if we were to possibly be paired up in the regional, you know, all the way to, you know, maybe not playing that game. That's, we're just going to kind of see how that goes. But you know, you hate to play somebody on a Thursday night, turn around and play them on a Friday night when it's for tournament time. But we added Coon Rapids in that last week. They've got a nice program. Exira, Elkhorn, Kimbleton. We're going to bring Andy Newley back to Irwin. It's going to be fun to coach against her. You know, I know she's just going to do an outstanding job over at Exira, Elkhorn, Kimbleton. We got both Carroll teams on our schedule. We're going to see Carroll High early. I think that'll be a nice test for us. You know, we've got in our own conference, you've got Missouri Valley who, you know, I mean, everybody in our conference brings a little bit something different. Missouri Valley loves to run the bases aggressively. They'll keep you on your toes. Logan Magnolia's got good pitching back. And, you know, they got a lot of kids back. So, you know, they'll be ones that'll be decent. Trainer's got a lot of young kids, so they're like a box of chocolates. You're not sure what you're going to get there yet. You know, Audubon, they're another year older. Underwood's got good pitching, catching, and you know, Riverside's up and coming, and then you've also got AHSTW, who, by all means, I'm sure is one of the favorites in the conference because they bring back good pitching. They bring back a lot of kids. So, you know, whoever gels first is going to have an excellent opportunity to be our conference champion, and then whoever grows the most is probably going to have the best chance in the regional.
Coach, I've had some coaches tell me here in the last 3 days that the one loss record, it means something, especially when it comes to seedings and stuff like that. But this year, the one loss record in the regular season isn't going to have the same kind of importance as what it may have in other years. Which way do you feel on that?
Well, you know what? I like to win every time I go out to play, because if I don't want to win, I don't know why I'm playing. So, you know, obviously, I want to have a good win record because that builds confidence, and that's what we're after. We're trying to build confidence. And, you know, unfortunately, the shortened season takes away a little bit of the rivalries that you have because you're only going to see teams once. You know, it's always fun to, you know, maybe somebody gets you early in the season. It's so much fun to get them late in the season, you know. So that could happen where you have those types of things happen in the regional instead of the second half of the season. You know, we only play on one Saturday. Up until just recently, we thought we were going to have a prom on the 20th of June, so we didn't schedule anything there. And you know what? That's okay. That's okay. We're okay with, you know, playing 3-4 times a week, getting our legs back under us on the weekend. I know it's not near as many games, but honestly, I'd have played 10 games and felt like I got a gift. So these 13, 14 that I have sitting in front of me right now, I really feel like that's a gift, and it's not something that we take lightly. We're very appreciative to our school district for backing us wholeheartedly, our athletic director, Corey McCarville, for getting me all of the necessary things that we need. You know, we take our kids' temperatures every day as soon as they come to practice. We're no-nonsense with the social distancing and all of that type of thing. So, you know, I just really appreciate the support that our school board, Mr. Miller, our superintendent, has given us, and the community in general. I just can't wait for the first game. I told the kids, you're probably going to have a full house because it's going to be the best game in town for sure. So I'm super excited about, having a bunch of fans down in Irwin. If you come to the game, please do your part, social distance. Make it easy on everybody that's there. I know it's going to be a good time, win or lose. You know, we're really appreciative of this opportunity.
Well, Coach, I tell you what, I'm excited to see this team this year. I think we've got you three times during the regular season, and, of course, we'll be able to cover some in the postseason as well. So looking forward to the season. Appreciate your time as always, and hope to catch up with you again here soon.
All right. Thanks, Jeff. Appreciate you.
You bet. Head Coach Joy Gross again with the IKM Manning Softball Program.